Now we're rolling. Hope you're feeling the heat there. Hope you're getting it going. I checked it online. Actually, got one more day of it. I was listening to one of those Tony Robbins, he calls himself now, one of those motivational speakers online. And boy, every one of the sections, you got to jump up out of your chair and do some jumping jacks and flail your arms around. And you know, you got to get your body adjusted before you're ready to take in some new energy. So get out there, feel some energy today. Looks like we're going to have at least partly cloudy day, and things are going to be kind of fun. So let me see, what do I have for us now? You know, there's just so many things. Let's just go ahead and talk a little bit about easy stuff first. We'll kind of talk some of the easy stuff. Easy stuff, mortgage rates. Mortgage rates, but what we're seeing is a little bit of adjustment. Really not that much, but we are still under 7. 6.69% on 30-year mortgages, and under 6, 5.96 on 15-year mortgages. What that's doing, that's creating some activity nationwide, and it's a good thing. The unfortunate thing is what we're coming up against right away is that there's just continues to be a lack of inventory. And it's sort of like that, you know, the old expression, it's easier to pull a rope than it is to push a rope, or they use train analogies and all that sort of thing about how it takes a little while to get the piece of machinery all up and rolling to where it's all pulling and moving forward. And the construction business is a little bit that way as well. You want it to be moving forward. You want there to be new orders. You want new product being made. But as soon as the interest rates popped up and the interest declined a little bit on the properties, the builders stopped building. And then all of a sudden the cars kind of start running into one another. And then the interest rate comes back and then they start to build again. The unfortunate thing is, you know, to build a property isn't just something you can go to the medicine cabinet and bring it out and all of a sudden it's fixed. It's one of those things that, you know, you have to submit the plans, you have to go through the process, you have to bid it, you have to get the materials, you have to actually go through the actual construction itself, you have to pass all of the final regulations and reviews and final inspections and stuff, and then it's finally ready to occupy. So if you're trying to be dynamic and reactive to a market that's happening on a daily basis, and you're working with a product that has about a 6 month to a year long lag time, it makes it really difficult for the two to find harmony without, you know, successive years of continued growth. And that's a little bit of what's going on. The builders certainly aren't building enough. We had a shortage before all of this stuff started. Each day we continue to have more and more need for households that are trying to form. And then of course there's some of that political stuff that's hampering things as well. So it's kind of interesting to see that, you know, what happens is in a normal and traditional historical market, you would think that when there's a little bit of a slowdown within the industry, what that would do is create some softening in the prices, and then the softening in the prices, people would be able to take advantage of it. Never has it really happened, but people still hold on to the fantasy. They think, well, I'm going to wait for the interest rates to drop, and then I'm going to go out and get a good buy on a house. Well, and particularly right now, we're not seeing that the interest rates are dropping dramatically, and we're certainly not seeing that the prices are dropping dramatically. So what happens now because of the scarcity is as more people come to the market on the supply and demand curve, there's still a very, very limited supply. But now there's more people building the demand side because they can find their advertisement. So what that equates to is holding the prices high. And in some areas, they're actually starting to grow a little bit. So again, you know, I say that, you know, there is some light there. I seriously doubt, you know, particularly here in Oregon, with our land use issues and what's going on, that we will be able to return back to a time that homes are going to be dramatically less expensive than they are now. You know, people look at Kansas and they go, well, in Kansas, you can buy a heck of a lot of house. My recommendation there is move to Kansas because that pricing is not going to come to Oregon. So you know, for a number of reasons, but we won't go into that right now. But that's the one thing that's happening is there is a little bit of interest. We're starting to see a little bit more activity. And by that, it's in less than a percentage point of increased activity. But at least there are some people that are taking a look. And of course, there's real demand in that, you know, the stuff that they're not making any more of, the the small acreage properties, those sort of things. It seems that, that's sort of one of the first places to warm up. So, you know, this week we had a couple of interesting things, and I guess this will allow me to sort of set the table a little bit before we come back and start talking about some of this other thing, these other things. You know, I'm going to change my vocabulary a little bit here on the program. And the reason that I'm going to do that is I think that, you know, as I pointed out a few weeks back, you know, there was an old song, you know, back in the 70s, I think it was, that said, the revolution will not be televised. And it went into all this stuff. I'll have his name when I come back. And it seems to be happening. It seems to be that there's an awful lot of things that are happening from different entities, different regulatory committees, different philosophies at the city level, the state level, at the federal level. And there's absolutely no accountability on all of it. But at the end of the day, it's making it increasingly more difficult for us to, A, make sense of it, and B, sort of create that hope for a pleasant future, because it seems that there are so many things that are, you know, we're running against us, like we're running into a headwind almost. And so I'm going to refer to them collectively, all of the bureaucracy and the regulators and the different entities and all that sort of thing, as simply the state. If I want to talk about the state of Oregon, I'll talk directly about the state of Oregon. But I think that for you to be able to understand in totality, like when we start to talk about tax issues, you know, we could break them all out in little individual tax issues, that the state of Oregon is planning on doing this and the city of Bend is planning on doing that, and this department is planning on implementing this fee and that department is implementing that fee. And that is precisely what the goal is for the people that are trying to implement these new policies and new fees and regulations. Where if you just sort of relate to it as one, which is a collective entity. As a matter of fact, I looked that up earlier today, and I thought I wrote it down. But you know, it's one of those things that, you know, we just need to be mindful of. And there was an interesting. If you're as whacked out as I am, you may find this interesting. But there was an interesting meeting this last week in Davos, Switzerland, and it was the World Economic Forum. And there were speakers from all over the world that went back there, and they're all talking about this, what's his name, Klaus Schwab, that says that, you know, 20 years from now, you'll know absolutely nothing, and you'll be happier than you've ever been in your life. Well, that doesn't really fall on friendly ears with an awful lot of us, but it's a total sort of socialist communist mindset. And these guys all flew back in their private jets and all went back there to, you know, sit around and have a little powwow and talk about how much better it's going to be when they control absolutely everything. And there were a couple of speakers that showed up that sort of turned it on its ear a little bit. And one of them was Javier Milei, which is the president of Argentina. And the other one is a guy named Kevin Roberts, who's actually the president of the Heritage Foundation. I'd encourage you. You can do it as simple as going to YouTube and print in either one of those names. Javier, you know, starts with a J. It's Spanish, so the J sounds like an H, but Javier Milei or Kevin Roberts, and they were at the WEF, the World Economic Forum, or put in Davos, either one of those, and you can see their speeches. But basically, they looked at a lot of stuff that I think that a lot of us sort of grapple with, you know, where we hear all of these different things being put on us here in America that just don't seem to make sense. They don't seem to be business friendly. They don't seem to be property friendly. They don't seem to be making it easier for us to own our own home and have our own business and have our independence and have our freedom and have all of that. And I think that where we try to lay blame on a very local level, it's actually sort of a mandate and goals that are set at a much, much higher level. And I think that it's only fair that we sort of call that out so that we have some clarity and hopefully, you know, those of us that believe in freedom and liberty, push back a little bit. So anyway, when we get back, we'll kind of talk about that a little bit deeper when I get back after the phone. The number here at the station is 541-388-1110. And I want to thank you today for tuning in to Talk Real Estate with Fred Johnson here on FM News 100, 1110, KBND.